say what an incredible team.
It worked out pretty well.
Collaboration must have been just...
Out of the, altogether 200 crew members of various, at various times, we only had trouble with a couple. They basically, it was that they weren't fit. It wasn't so much a temperament problem, but a physical problem. They just couldn't hack it.
Explain why it was so physically demanding.
Because you had to do a lot of walking when you were surveying, and you were in rough weather a large part of the time. We were digging in the snow.
How's that different from Colorado site or New Mexico site?
Well, the ground's not frozen, for one thing, down there. We developed a method of excavating frozen ground. Take a half gallon, or a half gallon, a barrel, a 50 gallon barrel, cut it in half, and stick a weed burner in one end. And it would thaw a couple of inches. And we'd have 7 or 8 of these in a circle, or, you know, scattered around. And as one was thawed out and excavated, about 2 inches at a time, we just simply go around and hit each one of them in turn. We found a number of sites that way, especially up in the Coldfoot area. They turned out to be rather nice sites. Now, some of those, since it was winter, and this was where the leapfrog operation came in. If we found something, they would let us hold off on it. We wouldn't fully excavate it until the summer. So that happened a few times. But in the meantime, you know, just trying to coordinate the whole operation was hectic, you might say. All of the paperwork and all of that, all of this, and then bringing back, I hired a person to curate the material as it came off the sites at IAB, Richard Stern, who went out and built a airline out at Nome, so to speak. He was very good, and he cataloged and photographed material as it came in. And then at the end of the program, of course, it all was turned over to the University Museum here.
Which is where these artifacts are now.
Are now.
From this whole...
From the whole thing.
Wow.
And also all of the field notes. I asked them to prepare at least 3 copies of all of their field notes. And we were using full-size notebooks almost all of the time.